Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Oh, yeah. It is the Odd Couple. I'm Chris Broussard alongside my partner,
Rob Parker.
And we are coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios.
We'll do it live.
Keep it locked right here for the next 3 hours. We got the Fox Sports Radio Network, iHeartRadio app, or Sirius XM channel 83. However you may be listening, you will not regret it because it's going to be a fun and fast 3 hours. We've got Darius Butler, former NFL defensive back, now the co-host of the Man to Man podcast. He'll join us at the bottom of the hour
not
to help get us ready
wrong with that.
for Thursday night football.
Thank you, Alex.
Yes, he'll help get us ready for Thursday night football with the Giants and the Redskins. You've already heard him interject himself in the middle of my read, my partner, Rob Parker. What's up, man?
Dynamite!
What's happening, Mr. Chris Broussard? Man, you know I'm excited. It's a TV theme song Thursday. So much to do. I'm just in a different light. Life is different right now for me. In a good way. So I'm full
of
energy.
Yesterday you were in the doldrums because you didn't have anything to do.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
and
yeah.
And now you're excited.
You know
what? It's good. I'm glad you're excited.
Because, as you know, things are getting done, Chris. So I am excited. So things are getting done.
Okay, good. I'm excited about
all that. And just, you know, mowing along, but ready to go.
All right. Well, let's
do
it.
Today? Anything good early? Other than work, I mean.
You know, I had the TV show, First Things First.
How's that going?
I actually did Undisputed. Well, it's going well. It's going great. Finishing up my third week tomorrow. So,
is that already?
Yeah. It's a trip, isn't it?
That's crazy.
It seems like I just started. Yeah, but.
Yeah, that's crazy.
You know, it's been a seamless transition, Rob, because,
you've been on the show a million times.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, I already had chemistry with everybody, so it's been good. And then I did Undisputed today with Skip and Shannon. So I was
pretty busy.
Yes, busy. But I'm saving the best for the Odd Couple. And
don't come back giving us no sloppy seconds or some leftovers.
No.
We don't want that. You know,
I hear you.
Right away. You
got
to come with the energy. Otherwise, we're going to have a problem.
I'll come with the funk. Come with the funk. We got, speaking of the funk, DJ Alex Teichert, a.k.a. Alex the Vegan, on the ones and the twos on the TV theme song Thursday. Are we taking requests today?
I'm always open. What do you think, Rob?
Are we playing Rob's same old three silly songs?
No, we don't do that. We don't do that.
So. All right. We got super producer Rob G in the house, literally, and Steve DeSager on the updates. All right, Rob. Probably, you know, it's a good weekend of football, obviously. But one of the biggest games, if not the biggest, will be the Kansas City Chiefs and the Baltimore Ravens. And, of course, their two hot young quarterbacks, Pat Mahomes in Kansas City and Lamar Jackson in Baltimore. They play Sunday night, so it's the big national game. They'll have the whole nation tuning in. And the question came up today, Sammy Watkins, who's in an interesting position, Rob, because, of course, he played for the Chiefs, so he played with Mahomes, and now he's with Lamar in Baltimore. And he talked, you heard Lamar say, you know, it's not about him and Mahomes. He said probably to everyone else it is, but not to him. He said for him it's Ravens versus the Chiefs, and that's the smart way to do it and say
it. You don't have to make it a bigger thing. You know, you don't have to do it that way. I think that's smart. Right.
And then Sammy Watkins, though, he was just flat out honest about it, and here's what he had to say.
I think those guys definitely view it that way. You can say you're not, but the world is watching two of the best, youngest MVPs in the league and very talented guys. So I'm definitely looking at it that way, like, man, Lamar need to win. You know, he's been doing a great job in this league with just how he's been carrying himself as a teammate and as a guy that just do the right things off the field. So I just think, you know, it's time for him to take that next hump and try to get a win. I hope this team and we prepare and the coach prepare to do our best to try to, you know, will a win for the organization and him.
Rob, here's the thing, and I get it that they're both great young quarterbacks. They have been this thus far. But you know what we always say about a rivalry. It's only a rivalry if both of them win sometimes. And so far, even Lamar Jackson admits that the Chiefs have owned the Ravens. He said they were their kryptonite. Came out of his mouth last year. So it's hard for me to call this a rivalry. I get it. They're the two young, you know, like Sammy Watkins said, the young MVPs. I don't know, are they the youngest? But, you know, they've got that hardware in common. But outside of that, he's owned Lamar. The games haven't really been blowouts other than last year was they won pretty handily. But you know, the Ravens have been relatively close. The first year, 3 years ago, it was the overtime, actually. But since then, there's been pretty good distance between these two. So I always say, man, a rivalry has to be somewhat balanced.
So that means that Michigan and Ohio State, that's not a rivalry, right?
Well, historically, it is. Yeah.
No, but not now. I mean,
well, right now, right now it's not. But
Ohio State has beaten them like a drum.
We're talking about history, though. And Michigan
right,
has won their share of games in history. When people talk about Michigan, Ohio State, that's a big part of the conversation. So I don't think that analogy fits.
No, but I'm saying, like you said, you have to win. Michigan hasn't won in about 11. It's been like the last 15 years have been pretty bad. So I could see where some Ohio State people might say we don't have a we don't have a real rivalry.
Definitely would.
Right? That we don't have a rivalry.
I think they've even said that.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Joey Galloway, maybe? Somebody said that.
No, was it who's the other guy? Kirk Herbstreit? Was it?
Yeah, it was somebody. But the bottom line is that applies to this, too. So it's hard for me to call this a rivalry yet. Where are you at on it?
What? Is it a rivalry? I thought we were talking about something else. You got me. You got me confused with the rivalry. Are we talking about just what they're playing, or is he this light years away from Mahomes, or can he like I think there's a quarterback rivalry, not maybe a team rivalry, in that they're both young quarterbacks who both have won MVPs. Mahomes has a Super Bowl. Lamar doesn't. Lamar needs one to keep distance with Mahomes if he's going to stay in this thing. So I think from that standpoint, there's a quarterback rivalry more so than a franchise rivalry, because Kansas City's done more of the winning. Kansas City's been to the AFC Championship game. They've been to a couple Super Bowls. Baltimore's trying to get there and do that. But quarterback-wise, I'll just say this. Hypothetical. Lamar somehow bounces off of back from game one, plays great the rest of the year. Chris wins the MVP. The Ravens win the Super Bowl. Now he has two MVPs and one Super Bowl. Mahomes has one Super Bowl and one MVP. Is there a rivalry? Yeah, there's a rivalry.
I mean, that's fiction, man.
No,
so
but it's one touchdown to none.
I mean,
I'm just saying it's one to none.
Josh Allen does it.
No, but Josh Allen doesn't have an MVP. He doesn't have a unanimous MVP.
All Lamar's got, that's all he's got is the MVP. He has one playoff win in four tries.
Yeah, but you don't. All you have to do is win one Super Bowl, and he's matched Mahomes.
That's all.
No, but I'm saying it's not that impossible, Chris. There's a lot of bad quarterbacks who have won Super Bowls. Bad quarterbacks. So.
Agreed. But my point is, if we're just gonna go that type of fiction.
No, it's not fiction.
I mean,
I said if he wins, what if he wins the Super Bowl? All right, and they both have one Super Bowl.
Yeah, that's a big.
That's
if,
not
though.
Outrageous.
We're game one. That's a
not
big
outrageous.
If. That's not outrageous because they're a good team. I'm just saying, like, that
But I mean, I'm asking you a question,
hypothetical.
If he wins a Super Bowl and he has one,
I'm not even addressing.
Okay, remember that. You don't want to answer hypotheticals.
Wins it.
Remember that. Okay, I got you. Don't ever ask me another hypothetical question on this show.
I'll ask you what I want.
No,
I'll ask you
I'm
what
just
I want.
Telling you.
You don't have to
right
answer
there.
Me, but I'll ask
Fine,
you what I want.
I'm good. No hypotheticals.
You just said hate playing hypotheticals.
We're good. Let's
now
move
you
on.
Want to do one. That's a ridiculous question.
No, it's
if
not.
Lamar
it's
Jackson
not ridiculous.
Wins the MVP and then wins
I
the
said
Super Bowl.
A Super Bowl.
Yeah, of course.
I said if they're 1-1, each have a Super
of
Bowl.
Of course
that's
it's
all
a
I
robbery
said.
Then. But you know what? If Baker Mayfield does the same thing, that's a rivalry too.
No, it's not, because
I mean,
Baker hasn't won an MVP. No, it's not. It's not a rivalry
really?
Then. Yes.
If Baker Mayfield doesn't win, if Baker Mayfield beats Pat Mahomes in the playoffs and wins the Super Bowl, it's not a rivalry?
No.
Really?
No, it's not. I'm talking about being a quarterback rival. Mahomes will have something over him, which is an MVP.
Rob, so what? Okay. Matt Ryan
According
has an MVP.
You,
is
so
he a
what?
Rival
yep,
with Aaron Rodgers?
So
is
what?
Is he a rival
so
with
what?
Aaron Rodgers? I mean, that's so ridiculous what? Logic.
No, it ain't.
Not to
it
mention
ain't.
It's casting way off in the future. I mean, let's stay somewhat, you know, current. Sure, no doubt. I mean, yes, if Lamar Jackson plays tremendous the rest of the year, beats Mahomes in the playoffs, wins the Super Bowl, sure, it's a rivalry. But he ain't done that. He's got one playoff. He's 1-3 in the playoffs. And so come on. Mahomes is way ahead of Lamar right now. And it's not just about hardware. He's better. And it's not even that close. And one of my questions with the rivalry, or so-called rivalry, if you want to call it that, is how long is Lamar going to remain at an elite level?
I don't know. That's a hypothetical. I have no idea. How's
that? I wasn't asking you a question.
I don't know.
I was making a rhetorical statement.
I'm just saying, I don't know.
I thought you had checked out.
I don't know.
I thought you had checked out again.
No, I checked out when the show started. How's that? Yeah,
okay,
I checked out.
Okay, then don't say nothing else. If you've checked out, see ya. 877-99 on Fox. 877-996-6369. It's hot up in here. Where's Nelly when you need him? All right, your turn to weigh in. Is Lamar Jackson v. Pat Mahomes a rivalry? Your turn to weigh in with Chris and Rob, the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Did I do that?
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
It's from the 70s, I know that. I can just tell by the music. But I don't know what this is. I like it, though.
Rob, any guesses?
Yeah, I'm trying to... I know it's a cop show from the 70s, but I off the top of my head, I want to say...
That's sax.
San Francisco Street... What,
no,
Streets of San Francisco?
That's not it.
It's not
close.
That.
Kojak.
So when you come into any league, Kojak. Any pro sport, what do you guys consider those players?
Rookies.
That's
rookies.
Right. This is the
oh,
rookies.
The rookies.
Wow.
I remember that show, right.
Yeah,
that's
an
ABC show, if I remember, yeah. The rookies.
All right, we are the Odd Couple on a TV theme song Thursday, coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. And look, don't let age beat you. Get M-Drive. It's the supplement for driven men like Rob Parker that supports healthy testosterone levels and boosts your energy. So visit MDriveForMen.com. For 20% off with promo code ODDCOUPLE. Don't let age beat you. Rob,
go get M-Drive.
All right, 877-99 on Fox, 877-996-6369. They play Sunday night. Right now it's 3-0 Mahomes, but is Patrick Mahomes v. Lamar Jackson a rivalry? Your turn to win.
All right, let's kick it off with Tim in Ontario, California. You're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. What up, Tim?
Odd Couple. What's up, guys?
What's happening?
What up, man? How are you?
Doing good, man. Listen. I love your show.
Thank you.
Y'all started off a Thursday with this conversation. This ain't a conversation. This ain't a topic. Lamar's not even close to Mahomes. He's
so interesting. A unanimous MVP means nothing to you?
I'm sorry.
Does that mean nothing?
It's the Westbrook triple-double trick. It's interesting for the season.
I disagree.
But once when the When it mattered, where was Lamar in the playoffs? I'm sorry.
Yeah, but you can't. It's a regular season award. You can't do that.
No, I get that.
You can't do that. Don't discredit the man.
The skill level, them playing each other, it's like when Steph plays Westbrook in a meaningful game. It's like that. It's like there's no – it's a difference. It's just – and I love Lamar. Like, I like him. I hope he could get his skills up where we actually can talk about this at a debatable level. But it's not even close. I mean, can Lamar win a game first? And then we could say it's a rivalry, but I don't know. I love
he's
Lamar.
He's not nearly as good as Mahomes. I mean, he's very good, but not Mahomes. And the way he does it, the question is that sustainable? That's the thing. So, all right, good call.
Tom in Montana.
996-6369.
Tom in Montana, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Tom?
Hey, guys, how's it going?
Doing good.
We are good, man. How are you?
Pretty good. I'm seeding.
You're what?
Winter wheat here in Montana.
You're what?
I'm feeding winter wheat. I'm listening to your show.
Oh, we appreciate it.
What did you say, feeding?
Yeah, I'm feeding winter wheat.
Feeding, I can't understand it. Okay, we appreciate you calling in and listening. So what you got?
I believe it's not, you can't compare the two because Lamar's never won against Mahomes. It's not a rivalry until he actually wins.
Right. I mean, that's usually right. The case.
Jack,
that's usually how it goes.
In Kansas, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio.
Mr. Parker, thank you for taking my call. Chris, my brother, what's going on, Noob?
What up, Noob? How are you? Yo.
I'm good. Hey, I just think that you're talking about two very good quarterbacks. The problem for Lamar is he hasn't developed an all-around skill to be the type of quarterback that Pat Mahomes has found a way to do and win. The problem is, first of all, Lamar can't win in the playoffs, which is huge. But secondly, it's hard for Lamar to beat Pat because running the ball against the Chiefs is not the way to win the game. You can't ask Cleveland. They ran the ball at 6 yards a clip this past weekend and still couldn't beat this team because Pat Mahomes can put up points at any time. And so until Lamar is able to develop his passing game to a more extensive level and until he finds a way to win in the playoffs, it's just two very good quarterbacks playing each other with Pat Mahomes coming out the winner every time. So that's all I got, fellas.
I hear you, and I would say, look, Cleveland, it's hard to beat Kansas City. Very few teams do. But I do think, Rob, that running the ball – eating up clock, keeping Mahomes off the field is a good strategy. Now, I do think you're going to have to throw it a little bit, and Lamar's got to, you know, still continue to improve at throwing it. But I think that's about as good a strategy as any, you know, because it's hard to go out there and beat him in a shootout. So you got to run the ball and, you know, and throw it opportunistically. That's my view.
Logan in Oklahoma, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What up, Logan?
Yo, what's going on, fellas? How we doing today?
Doing great.
We're good,
you?
Brother. How are you?
Doing good. So we're talking about a rivalry, a quarterback rivalry. Mahomes is on a completely different planet as far as throwing the ball, and that's what quarterbacks do. Lamar can run. He's good and all that, but he ain't throwing the ball. And if we're talking rivalry with Mahomes, I mean, look how long Baker and him have been going at it since back at OU and Texas Tech where they were just slinging the ball against each other. I mean, that to me looks like a rivalry more than Mahomes and Jackson.
Yeah, I mean, look, keeping it real, right now Mahomes is rivalry the guy. He's got to get over the top of his Tom Brady. Because he's got GOAT potential. If he starts to rack up Super Bowls and get in the conversation, Brady's still beating him in two huge games and kept him from winning two Super Bowls potentially. And he's done that in his 40s. So if Mahomes ever gets close enough where it becomes a debate, that's something that Brady, who beat him as an old man twice, is going to have over him. So that could be a rivalry, at least. Well, he hadn't beaten Brady, so I guess I should say it could be a rivalry on Mahomes' part trying to get over that hump.
In the first 3 years of their careers, Lamar has more wins than Mahomes, 30-24. They both have 7 losses. Jackson has more touchdowns, 87 to Mahomes' 80. Mahomes has the better quarterback rating, 107 to 102.6. Both have an MVP. Lamar has a first-team All-Pro. Mahomes has a first-team All-Pro and one second-team All-Pro. So that's where their numbers are through their first 3 years of their career. 877-99
on Fox. That means
no,
what?
I'm giving you the numbers. That's
I mean,
all.
I'm just asking
what the numbers are.
Lamar's not – he's – there's no – Mahomes is way better. They do it different ways, but the way Mahomes does it is definitely sustainable.
Kobe,
I mean, as a passer, it's just not even close.
Andrew in Maine, you're on the iCouple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Andrew?
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Doing good.
What's up, man?
Hey, man, if you just base it on the eye test alone, you know, first of all, Lamar's MVP, it was based on the off factor. And if you watch his game this weekend, he was the only one awed by the defensive end four times out of four in the first drive. People are onto him. I mean, just the eye test alone, Mahomes is a much better quarterback. You know, you're talking about team accolades, you know, Super Bowls and things like that. Just based player on player, you know, Lamar does not have the talent that Mahomes has. And even when it comes to running the ball, Mahomes is smart about when he runs the ball. Lamar takes hits. So I don't think this is close, and I don't think the Mahomes-Brady conversation is close either. I don't think we can start that yet either. Thanks for taking my call, guys.
Right. The one only thing I disagree with on that is I don't think that Lamar is not smart when he runs. I just think he has a completely different mentality, and he kind of has to because for him, running is his main thing. For these other quarterbacks, Mahomes, Russell Wilson, even Kyler Murray to some degree, running is just like an asset they have, a skill that they can go to when they need to. So they'll slide when they run or they'll go out of bounds. Lamar's running because that's his main form of effectiveness. And so he's not sliding. Now, he should start because he's going to take some shots. But I don't think it's a that he's not smart about it. I just think that's how he mainly does his thing. So he's trying to get every yard he can.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
He's Mike Harmon. I'm Dan Beyer. We have a brand new fantasy football podcast called I Want Your Flex. Twice a week, every Tuesday and Friday, we come up with new episodes to not only look back at what happened, what you need to do at that minute, and also look ahead of what's coming up in the fantasy football world.
That's right, Dan. Every week, we're going to scour the waiver wire to find the pickups to turbo boost your fantasy lineup. Sits, starts, fantasy football players' rankings to get you ready to dominate the competition.
Listen to I Want Your Flex with Mike Harmon and me, Dan Beyer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, and wherever you get your podcasts.
We are the iCouple, Chris and Rob, coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. Our next guest is a former NFL defensive back, now the co-host of the Man to Man podcast. Darius Butler joins the show. Darius, how are you, man?
Welcome. What's happening?
Chris, what's up? Chris, Rob, what's up? How y'all doing?
Doing
we
great.
We are good,
you?
Man. We are good. Now, look, before we get into the football, so you got the Man to Man podcast. Is it just you or do you have a partner?
Oh, no, it's me and Antoine Bethea, 14-year NFL vet, Super Bowl champ, multiple Pro Bowler. So, yeah, it's my former teammate. So it's me and him. We go back at it. We talk football. Basketball. I mean, everything going on in the sports world.
So, oh, you know basketball?
Oh, yeah. Come on. I was a hooper. That's my first love.
Wow. Very
all right.
Nice.
So, how's the foray into the media treating you? How you liking it, the transition?
Man, you know what? It's been fun. I never would have thought, you know, in a million years that, you know, I would have been in this space. I always had, you know, a great respect, especially for, like, the local writers. I always had a good relationship with them because I know how tough their job was, you know, trying to get a story every day. But I never thought, you know, I would be on this side of it. But kind of how the media as a whole is kind of moving to this digital space where,
right.
You know, you kind of own to build your own platforms and, you know, not necessarily, you know, be stuck to these FCC airway rules. It's been fun, man. It's open. It's real dialogue. So I'm enjoying it. And, you know, when I stop enjoying it, that's when I stop doing it.
How difficult is it to criticize people. I think the biggest thing that separates athletes who want to get into this business is a lot come and go because they have a hard time being critical of other, you know, other players. Yeah. And I'm not saying you got to trash people, but if somebody doesn't play well, you got to be willing to say it.
Right.
You got to. You got to call it how you see it. And, you know, athletes, you know, this is part of it. It's what comes with it. And, you know, if somebody's telling the truth and it's not coming from, you know, a bad or a hateful place,
right.
It's just kind of – it's part of it. So, usually, if I say something bad about someone, you know, especially in the football, I'll give some – hey, maybe they could do this to make it better, especially if we're talking about DBs or defense or something like that, and I do some breakdowns, some coverages and things like that. But I'll also go into kind of like a teaching place as well, because as athletes, that's what we do. We're getting criticized literally every day after practicing games. We're going to those meetings. So I've been all right with that. And a lot of times when I do it, the player or the person will reach out and be like, hey, you were dead ass right about that. And, you know, I appreciate it and we keep it going. But as long as you come from the right place, you know, it hasn't been a problem so far.
All right, so now it's time to trash somebody. The Giants, do they have a quarterback? Danny Dimes is who they call Daniel Jones. And I'm looking, something's missing here. Is he the quarterback of the future for the Giants? Because their offense is abysmal.
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. I mean, you see him and you can watch him and you can say, hey, this kid's got potential. He's got an arm. He can make all the throws. He's athletic. You know, some people call him sneaky athlete, but he's just purely athletic. But it just hasn't come together. And, you know, you can blame it on whatever you want to blame it on, but it's a results-oriented business. And that was Antoine's former teammate, so he called him Danny Dimes. I told him to call him what his mama named is, Daniel Jones, right. Still proven otherwise. And I haven't seen anything close to Danny Dimes. So, obviously, I'm always hopeful for players that they can turn it around. But how it looks now, man, they're going to have to address that quarterback position. They won't have a chance. You know, to really compete, not only in that division, but, you know, to be a real contender.
You played the bulk of your career in Indianapolis. So they have a reclamation project at quarterback with Carson Wentz. He was okay in week one, but obviously they lost, so it's all for naught. But do you think he is the guy there that he can kind of resurrect his career and get back to or even close to the MVP form he showed back in 2017?
Yeah, I thought, and you know, he gets the most hype and credit for an MVP that he never won in anybody else's sports history.
Right.
But he did have a good year, and he had that good year with Frank Reich. So I thought, you know, kind of even midway through last season, you know, you kind of saw that writing on the wall, and he was thinking it up, and everything around him was as well. And I saw that, you know, I thought that, look, Frank, and not only Frank, but being in Indianapolis, being in the Midwest, you guys know you cover sports forever. Being in Philly, that's a totally different beast coming from North Dakota. So you get out there in Indy, you know, that's just better for his psyche, you know, this type of things that he's into, hunting and things like that. So I think ultimately he can turn his career around there. He'll maybe never be an MVP-type quarterback, but I think that building, that team, I think they're built to be a winner long-term. And I think it'll be some stability there. They just locked up GM and the head coach. So I think he'll be all right there. I don't see him being an MVP-type guy. But I do see him potentially, you know, taking those guys down, you know, stretching the playoffs.
What did you make of week one? Aaron Rodgers, obviously a terrible game coming off of an unbelievable MVP season he had. But he didn't, you know, he talked a lot during the offseason, lot of noise. And then he laid a stinker in game one.
Yeah, he laid an egg. And to start the season, especially a season like this, it'll be a lot of teams who came out and stunk it up or who came out and looked like Super Bowl champs in week one, and in week two, they'll look completely different. So I think, you know, kind of after that first four or five games of the season, we'll really have a grip on who everybody is. But, I mean, this is Aaron Rodgers we're talking about. I think he'll definitely turn it around, and that team will be all right. He'll be all right. I think the Saints did a great job with everything that's going on outside of football, you know, in Louisiana with Hurricane Ida and, you know, being displaced and, you know, choosing Florida to be the place to bring A-Rod to. And then the defense, you know, coming out, handling business from wire to wire, putting Jameis in great situations. I thought Jameis would have a great year this year. He started off, you know, I don't think he could start off better than 5 touchdowns, no picks. So I think that was more about New Orleans just executing a game plan on all 3 phases of the game to a T, And Green Bay never really got comfortable. It kind of looked very similar to when they got whooped up on early in the season with the Bucks last year. But I think Green Bay, they'll be all right.
Aaron Rodgers always seems to have a bad game. There's a really bad game in the mix somewhere during the season. He had it at Tampa Bay. A couple years ago, he had a stinker at San Francisco and San Diego. You remember that? I mean, against the Chargers. So he always squeezes one in. But I think if you're the Lions on Monday night, you better be ready, the DBs. You better be ready.
Oh, yeah, you better be ready. And the Lions, you know, the Lions showed some fight, man. I was kind of, you know, I was proud of the Lions. You know, I turned that game off, actually. It was down, I think, 38-17, and I turned it back on. It was 31-38. So some fight. Goff showed some fight. I kind of wrote Goff off. But we'll see. We're going to see what MCDC does out there with their new regime. It's got a new GM. So, you know, we'll see. But I think they hold it down at Green Bay at home and they get back on the winning ways.
Speaking of Detroit, they obviously had the new coach, Dan Campbell, and he's different, you know, talking about biting kneecaps and all that stuff.
Too wacky
As a player, you know, we're from the outside looking in. But if you're a player, are you guys mocking that, making fun of it in the locker room, think it's corny? Or do you respect it and you know, he's a football player and that's football talk? You know, like, how do you think most players look at that stuff?
Honestly, it's just about the results, man. If you're building a winner, if you're showing, you know, if guys are bought in and, you know, week in, week out, regardless if you're winning the game or not, it's not always kind of about the result. But if you can see that process and then kind of where your team is, you know, do you have an older veteran team? Do you have a team that's kind of in the middle? I think you have a quarterback in Goff who's trying to resurrect and almost, you know, as long as somebody's believing in him, you know, him and the rest of the guys will believe in him. So I don't have a problem with Dan Campbell, but, you know, if they get to 3-11 in the season, right, and not competitive and you're not showing any progression, okay, now we got to get him out of here and get something more, you know, traditional, more whatever. But if he has quirky ways and crazy sayings and it's actually working and the fan base is buying in, the team and it's the identity, that's a blue-collar city. So as long as they're showing competitive and fighting and something, you know, Lions, those fans have been struggling for a while. So if they're showing something, it's a progress.
Since way before you were born.
They got one playoff win since way before you were born. I can document it. I covered the Lions for 20 years. I saw so many losses in the NFL. But the only good thing, though, was that I could start writing my column at halftime because the game was usually on.
Man, they gotta pay CJ his money, man. They gotta give him that money.
No way. I'll debate you left and right. Does he deserve that money. He quit.
Every cent.
He quit. There's no way that the Lions should give a guy money who quit. He should have honored
Lions.
His contract.
You know this guy went out there and laid it on the line.
I mean,
the deal they put together, come and do 28 hours of appearances and this and that. Like, come
no,
on,
but they're being nice. Saying, they know, shouldn't even give them the money back. Barry Sanders gave back like $10 million to the Lions or whatever it was. Do you know that?
They won't be right. They won't be right until they make
well, they,
it right.
They haven't been right way before Calvin Johnson.
Let me tell you something. If the roles were reversed and the Lions weren't paying Calvin Johnson because he quit or, you know, tried to hold money from him, people would go crazy. They don't owe Calvin Johnson a nickel. They paid him all the money deserved.
Look, Ron, it's not always about what you owe. Look what, you know, Andrew Luck, he tore his shoulder up. We know how he messed his shoulder up. He quit. He retired before the season.
No, he didn't quit.
Said, you know
Calvin,
what I
no.
I'm going to give
on.
You this $24 million anyway. You laid it on the line. Go enjoy your new kid. Enjoy
he
your wife.
He didn't quit because he couldn't. He was hurt.
All right, guys. Well, unfortunately, we got to move on as
we
much as
I'm
enjoying
this. We're going to get you back on because I already got a rub with you.
You good, man. You doing your thing. Keep it up, and you're gonna be fine in this media space. So we will get you on again, man. We really like you.
Hey, appreciate you guys having me, man.
Yep, all thank
right,
you.
Brother. Peace. He's good, Rob. He'll say something. I like that. All right, Rob Parker's betting his life savings on tonight's game. Which side is he on? We'll get into that next. It's The Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
All right, it is the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, on the TV Theme Song Thursday. That, of course, the theme song from Spider-Man, the legendary
Peter Parker.
Yes, the legendary superhero. Where'd he rank for you, Rob, on superheroes? Your top one was who?
My top one was Superman, only from the standpoint that he was a newspaper reporter, trying to do right by the little guy. So I always identified with Superman and Batman, and then maybe Spider-Man would be three.
Batman was my favorite by a mile. I didn't dislike Spider-Man. I just, you know, he was all right. I wasn't really that into him, but he did his thing. All right, we're the Odd Couple coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. TV Theme Song Thursday. And Rob, big game about to start. Big game, I say, because, you know, both teams are 0-2 or 0-1, and we know what being 0-2 means. Now, granted, they're in the worst division in football, so they might be able to survive an 0-2 start and make the playoffs. But Giants, Washington football team, you're putting shekels down.
I just talked to my guy. Yes, I'm in on this game.
I'm shocked because this is, I mean, these are two bad teams. Well, I guess Washington, although they don't have their Ryan Fitzpatrick, and we know he was going to turn into a pumpkin at some point, Rob, but he was going to be a man. He was going to be like a stud for about 4 weeks till he got hurt.
Yeah, I it'll probably bite me in the butt, but the Giants offensively, I don't see it. And Washington has a good defense. They got beat up by the Chargers, so I think that they have something to prove, you know, after their performance. I don't think they were that happy with their performance against the Chargers. But that defense, that's their team. So it's not as much about the quarterback. It's about stopping the opposition. I think Daniel Jones has a lot to be desired. I think you liked him in the beginning. I don't think you like him as much anymore. But he's regressed, I think.
Well, he can't hold on to the football, Rob. I mean, fumbling it fumble. Is just – and to be honest, you could argue that fumbling is even worse than throwing interceptions.
And because,
I mean, they're
fumbled.
Both horrible, but at least an interception is down the field. You know what I mean? A fumble's usually in your backfield.
And I saw a graphic on the fumbles, and it's – almost it's inconceivable how many fumbles this guy has had in a short period of time. Did you see that? It was on
He's more than anybody ever in the first 30 games. Yeah, he's got 18 fumbles. He's got
exactly
I'm
he
sorry,
30
in his
fumbles,
first 28 games, right?
30 fumbles, 18 loss. Tony Banks had 34. He lost
but
17
didn't lose as many,
of
right.
those 34. And this was first tracked in 1992, so this doesn't go back the entire 101 years of the league. And then Jamarcus Russell, he fumbled 22 times and lost at 14. So Daniel Jones, by far, 30 fumbles and 18 lost. I mean, that's just incredible.
Let me ask you this, Rob. We don't have much time to get into it, but I still want to ask you, where are you at on Saquon Barkley?
The jury's out until he's healthy again. I don't know.
I was saying this when they had that draft. I'm sorry. And I think we all grew up loving the running backs. They were the superstars in the league, even more so than quarterbacks to some degree. But now that position's been diminished. And there's a Derrick Henry there, here or there, right? But for the most part, there's no way I would have drafted a running back that high. Because, Rob, even the great ones, Barry Sanders, he led them to the playoffs how many times? A couple times, right?
Yep.
O.J. Simpson played in, I think, one playoff game. So even the great ones aren't necessarily going to change your game, your team. Eric Dickerson never won a Super Bowl. He had, you know, had some playoff success. But so I just think now Alvin Kamara, I believe, was a third-round pick. Kareem Hunt, third-round pick. You know, you can get a good running back later. So I just think it was a mistake, no matter how good he is. All right, 2 hours left. Lock it.